The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yep. As you have reflected, writing history about America, did China ever enter into our picture until Nixon went there? Are we aware of what they represent?
I think we are aware now much more because of this president. And my view is that whether we get a really good or satisfactory deal or not, this president will get credit for confronting China and educating a lot of people about China. I don't think people understood what China was all about. Now they're learning.
Now, Bill, if anyone was smart in corporate America, they would hire you to come advise them how to speak about China. Here is Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, yesterday talking about NBA values cut number 5.
So the regrettable notion was that we had upset our fans. I didn't think at that time, while we were saying we regretted upsetting our fans, that also at the same time supporting Daryl Morey's right to express himself, right to tweet. Obviously, we made clear that we were being asked to fire him by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business. We said there's no chance that's happening.
Obviously, he made nothing clear there, Dr. Bennett, because they don't really know what they believe. What should an American company do in that situation?
I think an American company should follow the example of another American company. And I think, is that Viacom that owns South Park? NBA should act like South Park and stick it to them. This is really craven. I don't watch much of that pro basketball anyway, but the slavish obeisance to the Chinese, again, part of the revelation about what China is. If people are learning that, that's a good thing. And thanks to the president and the South Park guys. Look, if we get smart and we get tough and we persist in the way the president's doing, yes, we'll be fine. If we kowtow, if the government begins to act like the NBA, we're done. We're done.
Kowtow is actually a word that came out of the Chinese imperial court. Do you think that America, America, unwittingly, but it's perfect. Does America, the last best hope, get to be sold in Chinese?
Well, I don't know. You know, there was a book I did called The Book of Virtues. The Chinese bought it and apparently sold 1 million copies. I never got the royalties. This happened.
What?
But I never got the royalties. But this is what a lot of people do. They go to China with their wares. Because they count the number of people and they don't get a return. It's all right. I thought it would be good to for the Chinese people, Chinese families. The one thing I found out long after publication was that they took one chapter out of the Book of Virtues. That chapter was called Faith.
Nina Shea was part of my Nixon forum last week. Their war on faith is four corners, 100%, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's their war on faith.
You know, I was a dissenter at Empower America from Jack Kemp and the others when most favored nation status. You remember the theory, of course, everybody remembers capitalism will loosen it up, you know, and make it freer.
End of history.
End of history. But it didn't. It made it worse. It's a terrible place. Terrible people.
All right, Dr. Bill,
not the citizens. Terrible government.
The party.
Terrible government.
Party.
The party.
I want to ask you about the opioid epidemic. You were the drug czar and a very successful one. Was this on our radar?
Nope, not this stuff. Not this stuff. Because this is a different thing, very different, and in some ways more difficult, harder to get at. But also it's being misinterpreted, misunderstood. People don't get what this is mainly about now. It might have started for a lot of people. You know, they're going to do that lawsuit, settle that lawsuit in Ohio. With the prescription drugs. But for the most part now, we're seeing people dying in these record numbers from fentanyl. It's not your prescription drugs. It's not your oxycodone, your Vicodin. Where people have had trouble with that, it has mostly been by diversion. It's stolen. It's taken out of the medicine cabinet. It's given or sold to somebody else. People who follow the instructions and the directions, for the most part, are fine. Were there mills? Were people pushing it? Were the companies pushing it too much? Yes. But don't look for a solution in the wrong place. The problem now has changed. President's serious about this, wants to get on it. very tough, and I think even more attention has to be paid. 70,000 people a year now.
I would watch an hour-long special of Bill Bennett hosting as former drug czar what we should do with this opioid settlement money. Okay. Because it's going to be a lot of money, and it's going to go in. It's going to get wasted like water into the sand unless someone has a plan to use it smart. Would you be interested in doing that?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to do such a show. Of course I would. I talk on this every chance I get. As big a problem as this is, you know, it doesn't get much attention. It didn't get much attention in the debates, and it's a shame.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.